We are studying from the books, the writings of Bala Sulam, A Peace in the World, under the passage Using the Nature of Singularity as a Subject of Evolution in the Collective and in the Individual. You can ask questions at kabbalah.info, and they would be asked in the lesson. The article, Peace in the World, from the writings of Bala Sulam, Using the Nature of Singularity as a Subject of Evolution in the Collective and in the Individual.
You chose that part specifically. Okay, so go for it.
Now we shall penetrate into the understanding of the direct conditions that will finally be accepted by humanity at the time of the appearance of the world peace, and learn how its conditions are good to bring a life of happiness to the individual and to the collective, and the willingness in humanity to want to finally burden themselves with those special conditions. Let us return to the matter of singularity in the heart of every person, which stands to swallow the whole wide world for his own pleasure. Its root extends directly from the unique one to the people, which are his branches. Here there is a question that demands an answer. How can it be that such a corrupted form will appear in us so as to become the father of all harm and ruin in the world? And how from the source of every construction extends the source of every destruction? We cannot leave such a question unanswered.
Because indeed, the upper light, which created the kli, the vessel, and educated it, so to speak, gave it all its qualities, and brought it up, really nurtured it, took care of it with love and loyalty and everything. So, what did it bring it to? To what state? The worst there is. There can't be any worse state in the world than the created being, created by the Creator. How could it be that from such a whole thing, perfect thing, incomplete actions emerge, and such a creature, which has no spark of goodness? When that spark comes later, it doesn't come from the created being. So, how could it be that from the source of all goodness, which has no touch of evil, can there be such a complete, total evil that will emerge? Besides that, he also asks, actually in a different place, how could it be that the Creator revives and enlivens this evil and allows it to live and celebrate its own vitality? How does it happen?
Indeed, there are two sides to the coin of this above-mentioned singularity. If we example it from the upper side, from the side of its equivalence with the unique one, it works only in the form of bestowal upon others. For the Creator is all bestowal and has nothing of the form of reception, because he lacks nothing and needs to receive nothing from the creatures he has created. Therefore, the singularity that extends to us from him must also act only in forms of bestowal to others, and to receive nothing for themselves. On the other side of that coin, meaning how it actually works in us, we find that it operates in the complete opposite direction, because it operates only in the forms of receptions for oneself, such as a desire to be the only great and rich man in the world. Thus, the above two sides are as far apart from one another as east from the west.
Everything is drawn after the intention. It's either the intention to receive that directs the creature, and then the creature wants to use the entire world for its own benefit, or the intention to bestow, and then it wishes to use all of its own powers to benefit the world, and by that, benefit the Creator. So, the entire difference is only in the intention. And according to the intention to receive, one opens up his desires for reception, or the intention to bestow, he opens up his desires for bestowal. In either case, the desires themselves are insignificant. What's important to us is only the way we use them. Okay? Yes.
What is that uniqueness? What is the uniqueness he's talking about?
What uniqueness? Give me the sentence, then ask.
Sorry, there are two sides of the coin, etc. He talks a lot about that uniqueness, that quality. What is it? Well, we return to the uniqueness in the heart of man.
Right, that the person feels himself as existent, having a foundation that he relies on, firmly existing as myself, wanting to realize myself. That point of self is a point that cannot be erased, and in order to sustain it, we exist. Now the question is this: how do we take that point of singularity, uniqueness, the self, how do I sustain it? In what way? Either I draw into the self, the whole of reality, including the Creator, having Him serve me, or I use my singularity in order to bestow. And he explains this in other places as well, right?
Actually, in this article, in a different place, he says that the level of singularity is a quality that stems to us from He who is unique in the world, who is the source of every construction, serves us as the source of every destruction. And it is the origin of all the evil in the world.
And vice versa, if we use it properly. Yes?
But maybe you can get it a bit more precise. Is this the feeling that I'm different from other people?
The singularity is the self that's in me, meaning a point that is separated from all others, where I feel myself.
But if we originally were one,
why? Because of the shattering. Because before the shattering, you didn't feel neither this nor that. You didn't feel that we are together, because there was no such concept whatsoever. Not us and not together. After the shattering, you feel your singularity, and you need to once again become one. But one, together, not in the sense that you destroy your singularity, rather use it in order to connect with everyone. And by that, you actualize it. That's how your level of singularity rises to the level of the Creator. See, fine, you found it?
Well, there's in another article he writes that the Malchut that is clothed in the worlds is called Me. And it goes down all the way to the world of Asiya, and that is what separates every person and makes him feel singular. And that feeling in him, he wants to conquer the whole world for his own pleasure. And that's the force of the shattering that I will control. And that is called Mishcha Dechivya, or the head of the snake.
By the shattering, this came out before it was concealed. Yes, the narrator. Microphone.
Who is that who uses that singularity to bestow, or who decides what the intention will be?
The one who feels that singularity is the one who uses it, that singularity.
What's the difference between him and that specific point?
That point of singularity is him. There is no difference.
How do I use it? You know,
from that point of singularity, you're using whatever you think that is at your hand. But that point is called me, the self. Then what else can it be? No, there is something, and there is still the self, and there is a point that observes that self. No, that point is yourself.
But there's the intention. Am I using it to...
So you begin to realize, to actualize your singularity the way you think. So stop yourself, freeze, and think. Who is the self? The self is separated from all the others. That's me. Otherwise, I wouldn't feel myself as existing. Now, that self, what can it do? It has a thought and a desire to move a millimeter in this direction or that direction. I can make motions. Why? What for? For whom? And so on. Meaning the self begins to show its actions. That's how it is. Now, in that you feel that you're in a shattering. If you properly direct yourself, for instance, right now, freeze, stop, and begin to direct yourself correctly. So you'll feel that you're in a shattering, meaning you have opposite desires, opposite thoughts from what's correct. And accordingly, you'll begin to redirect yourself towards progress. How do you realize it? Yes.
Lil from Haifa is asking, how is singularity, how does it come to play in the integral education?
No one is equal to the other. The singularity is indeed a quality that is literally unequal to others. There is me because there is no one else like me. No one. Just like there is you and him and so on. Each and every one has their own singularity, their own spot, their own wheel among all the other cogwheels, his own special work, role, and so on. No one is similar to another. And realizing that singularity with respect to the entire system is the work you have to do. That's the goal. Yes.
John from Chicago is asking, how can I use that feeling of singularity to...
In order to bestow to the entire world that the whole world needs you, but really needs you. Just imagine that you create all the evil in the world, and you're responsible for the world, and the well-being of the world depends on you. And everyone else is crying, yelling, John, help us. And what are you doing? Are you helping them or not? Let's continue. Yes.
Oni from Yokneam is asking, how in dissemination can I actualize my singularity?
That everyone will use the maximum he can, without any laziness or all kinds of tricks and ploys that you know or don't know about yourself or with respect to others, to be honest. This is a calculation that you don't do with the friends or with the management of the factory, but with yourself and the Creator. One who lies to his friend lies to the Creator. Yes.
Adam is asking the same question just towards the group. What makes me do this, my special thing in the group?
What prevents?
What process do I have to go through?
The point in the heart. That is what really awakens him. But it awakens him by a way of what's called I'm first, meaning the Creator awakens the person, but then the person has to add by himself, through the group, through connection. If he separates himself, he won't get support by the group. And he could do beautiful things with zero benefit for him or others. All our actions, if they emerge from connection, they're somewhat effective. If they're not, nothing comes out of it. There's no benefit from them. At the end, there won't be any benefit. It could be, you know, I don't know, you create something that the world will be yelling about and you'll be making a lot of noise in the world. But in reality, zero. Yes.
Well, we said that there's that saying that lust and honor takes man out of this world. Why should I be jealous at a different singularity that has a different path from me? Everybody has their own unique path. So why are those three things, that the jealousy and the lust and the respect, when I look at someone else, why should he give me the strength to continue to exit this world?
I deliberately activate envy, lust, and honor. We're not talking about just a person off the street coming and wanting to, you know, wanting more respect and feeling lust or something. We're not talking about the level of this world at all. All the envy, lust, and honor we have towards nonsense. You just take from here whatever you need for your life, and all the rest you just don't look at it. That's a different story. After you have your basic necessities and you build yourself for spiritual work, then you use envy, lust, and honor for spiritual work, because otherwise you won't have any way to advance. These are the three egoistic inclinations without which having them on fire within you, what will you work with? With what? These take you out of this world, just like how you emerge out of the worlds of Bria Yetzirah to the world of Atzilut. Yes.
But the point, I'm talking about the point in the heart. I'm not talking about people off the street. A person that already has the point in the heart, he already has his special singularity. He is a broken, special part. There's nobody like him in the world, and only he can correct everybody. He has that special part of himself. Now, why should I be jealous of some other special part that also has to correct his own thing? They each correct their own gear wheel for the whole system to work. So there's one wheel here and one over there. Why would this wheel be jealous of that wheel? They each have to correct themselves for the whole system to work. That's where I'm asking from.
I understand. I understood it before as well. The answer is the same answer. If I want to work, then I look at the others' work, and if I nullify myself, they seem great in my eyes, as if they're 1,000 miles running, 1,000 miles faster than I am, towards the end of correction. And I envy. And if I don't, I have no power to move. The entire motivation to progress is received from my ego. The correct progress, with the right intention, brings me light, and the flesh with which I advance or that I rise above is my ego, the matter. The form dressed in matter is derived from the light that reforms, but the matter comes from the ego. Yes. Give it to him in the back.
How do I do that? The jealousy won't cancel my intention.
How can there be an intention without envy or lust or honor when you invert them from envy to the envy of the Creator, the honor to the honor of the Creator, the greatness of adhesion? How else? Then what do you correct? What are you trying to build here? Some airy-fairy palace on a cloud in a dream?
Well, I understand that it's clothed on the ego, but the moment I have envy, lust, and I'm drawn to it.
No. You allow yourself to evoke envy, lust, and honor after a restriction, tzimtzum, when it's not for your own benefit. Then you realize where is your work area. It's all under control. If it's not, we're not even talking about it. Yes.
So there already should be some kind of attainment here. I don't understand how I...
Try, don't be afraid of falling into envy. No worries. Start working on that. You'd wish you'd be jealous of others. It's good. We have no other power of progress. So isn't it clear? If I would live without any environment, I'd be like an animal. If there is an environment that constantly impels me and excites me and gives me examples that show me that they have something I don't, that's how I advance in life. So all I need is a specific environment to provide me with good examples that I can be envy at. That's all. Keep going.
That gives us the solution to our question. How is it possible that within the same singularity which stems and comes to us from He who is unique in the world, who is the source of every construction, serves in us as the source of every destruction? This has come to us because we use that precious tool in the opposite direction, which is self-reception. And I'm not saying that the singularity in us will never act in us in a form of bestowal, because you cannot deny that amongst us are people who use that singularity, operates in them in the form of bestowal upon others. Two, such as those who spend all their money for the common good and those who dedicate all their efforts to the common good, etc. But those two sides of the coin that I have described speak only of the two points of development of creation, which brings everything to completion, starting in absence and gradually climbing the degrees of development from one degree to the next higher up, and from there to the higher still, until it comes to the summit, which is preordained measure of perfection, and there it will remain forever. The order of development of those two points is A, the starting point, the lowest degree, which is close to complete absence. It is described as the second side of the coin. B, the summit, where it rests and exists forever. And that is described in the first side of the coin. But this era that we are in has already developed to a great extent and has already risen many degrees. It has already risen above its lowest phase, which is the above mentioned, the second side, and has come significantly closer to the first side. Therefore, there are already people among us who use their singularity as forms of bestowal upon others, but they are still few, as we are still in the midst of the path of development. When we come to the higher point of the degrees, we will all be using our singularity only in the form of bestowal upon others. And there will never be any case of any person using it in a form of self-reception. By those words, we find the opportunity to examine the conditions of life in the last generation, the time of the world peace, when the whole of humanity achieves the level of the first side and will use their singularity only in the form of bestowal upon others, and not at all in the form of reception for self. And it is good to copy here the above-mentioned form of life, so it will serve us as a lesson and as a role model to settle our minds under the flood of the waves of our lives. Perhaps it is worthwhile and possible in our generation too to experiment in resembling this above form of life.
That is, the maximum use, the complete use of a person, complete realization, can only be in bestowal. And that type of realization keeps the individuality, the singularity of the person. However, in the form of reception, a person learns from others and does not have anything of his own. Rather, he absorbs from the environment what needs to be done and simply follows it like a monkey, following others, and he's actually burying his singularity. So that's one. Two, in terms of education, too, and in terms of society as a whole, society in general, which is egoistic, and our education is egoistic, they both work to cancel the self of the person because they provide such examples of how one should look like with regards to anything in life, whereas spiritual education, integral education, unlocks the person so that when one begins to correct himself, he opens up himself, and no one can interfere with it. Only the person with himself, as he unlocks various thoughts and desires, intentions, he begins to work with it, and only him. And the Creator appears to him based on the work he does, and he feels himself and the Creator to the point that he reaches adhesion. And that's his path. And no one can intervene. Even though the world supports and everyone is in favor and so on, it doesn't matter. He stays one-on-one with the Creator, literally. And that's why in spiritual development, there's no pressure, coercion, first of all. There's no coercion in spirituality. There's no education from childhood, from infancy. There's no do this or do that. Everything is received from above. The Creator is the example. In Hasidism, they learn from the Rebbe, the Rabbi. In some other wisdoms, they learn from some other sage. In spiritual work, you learn from the Creator. That's called the work of the Creator. The Creator provides the example, and you ask to be like Him. And you ask for the strength, you ask for the example, you ask for adhesion, everything. It's all as if done in four eyes. What? What does it mean that the Creator sets an example if He's completely hidden?
The example isn't hidden. The example isn't hidden. You ask for an example and you receive it. That's how it is. That's the form of bestowal that we receive. Yep. From your actions, I will know you. We attain Him. That's what's called bole, bo'ole, come and see. He's not hidden. If you want to be like Him, He'll show you an example. He will reveal Himself. He will show you your desires that you have to organize. He helps you understand how to organize them. He gives you the power to organize them. And He brings you the feeling of the scrutiny if you're doing it right or not. What did you attain through that? Exactly like a parent taking care of the smaller degree.
If I want to resemble Him, then He is not hidden. But in order to know what is Him, I need to see Him.
If you want to be like Him, you will see.
Yes. You said that egoistic education cancels the person's uniqueness, singularity. Can you give an example? I don't understand. It actually protrudes it.
What protrude? You don't see movies, newspapers, internet is ruining everything. What do you think? Internet is helping you be connected to the other? It's helping you be like everybody. What's it doing? It's doing making the whole world egoistic, tied, integral, connected in the worst form of way, and everybody's the same, and we're all connected. It's helping the evil get discovered. It's bringing us closer to the Gemar Tikkun because it's discovering the evil. But what do you get? Look at the examples you get from there, the tamim, the tastes. You get it exactly like everyone's. You become like everybody is the same. Like under the same machine. Like a stamp. They're all like, you know, like little bits and of the same form. That's it. That's the whole world. And spirituality, it's you're not similar to anybody else in anything. You're completely different in spirituality. And nobody can come in between you. Nobody can. They don't have the same vessels as you. You're always working on a different frequency. You never adhere one to another. It's like frequencies of radio or... It's different qualities. Although everybody has 10 sefirot, but in any sefira, another 10 and another 10, altogether, everyone is like a huge ball that the connections between all the esel sefirot he has in the level and quality of each one, in the it's a bit different. In nothing, you don't have anything that is equal to the other. Similar, yes, but not equal. Nothing. Yeah, that's it?
I'm trying to compare things, corporeality and spirituality. There, the environment influences the persons too. So what's the...
There, the environment is awakening you to use your singularity, your specialness. What you think friends come over and tell you, do this, do that? No. Is somebody advertising you to do anything? No. Like in this world, they keep telling you what to do. There, they only awaken you. They provoke you, you know, jealousy, honor. But what can you do? It's inside, you do it alone. It's like somebody brings you a battery, but it's your motor. It's your discernments. Yeah?
And here, the environment also awakens desires in us, but as an egoist, I also use it in a unique way that is unique to me.
No, you want to get an example that is shown to everybody. I want to look like Schwarzenegger. Yeah? Oh. Yeah. I'm saying it for you. Like for Niv, I'd say, I want to look, I have a big head and not shoulders like this. Everybody his own example. They show an example to everybody. They give you a standard. And you want to or not, you make it with clothes, with movements, with outer actions. But the problem is with the inner things. You want to or not, it's an example for you. It's an example for you. Now we need to bring integral education that the example will be round, a circle. We're all connected. That's it. And in that, we have to shatter every other example. Otherwise, we won't survive. Yeah.
So how's it like with integral education? What can you explain? It won't be like that there. I won't want to resemble some educator like Gilad or something.
Everybody has to resemble somebody more successful than him. But when you start executing your inner qualities, you start turning them from the ego to myself to the other direction. That's why you have a different way of connecting to others that before it wasn't there. You built something new. You're like connecting to a world that's the same for everybody, like the group. It looks the same for everybody, but it's you from your own qualities. That's why when you connect to every friend and friend, it's different than if he connects to every friend and friend and he, it's different. Because your inner quality is different. And you don't connect in a way to take advantage. So you have like an egoistic picture inside of you. It's already in you. But you have to make it opposite to bestow, to flip the picture. And that depends on your exertion, as much as you exert yourself. It's very personal. And nobody can... Even a higher partzuf can't help you. Yeah?
I still don't understand. To look like Schwarzenegger, you know, I want that in my unique way as well, with all my qualities. So what's the difference here between this and that? Integral education and... I didn't get it.
To look like Schwarzenegger, you get his example. And... provokement from the society that honors him and your desires when they are under the pressure of the environment to look like him and you activate it. Your ego pushes you forward and you just took your ego and the example that society gave you, the world. And you're dividing yourself, you're making yourself into Schwarzenegger. What did they do to you? They said, you have to look like him. That's it. And you're working on yourself that all your desires, all your things inside, all your internally, externally, doesn't matter what, that they get his form. Whatever's in his mind too, and his heart, and his flesh. That's it. You want to be like him. Now, in the inner work, they tell you, you have to be like the bestower. What? Who's the bestower? I don't know. I don't see him. You have to connect to the group as one man and one heart. But where is my Schwarzenegger here? There's nobody here. If you won't do this, you're not worth anything. That you do hear from the environment. And that you have to be like that, so then you'll be honorable. You hear that. But examples, there are none. Partzuf, nothing. A face, nothing. How to do it? I read every article 1,000 times, didn't understand anything. right or not? Why? Look for yourself. Search for it yourself. Be sorry you can't find it. All you get from the environment is just a provokement and nothing else. They don't tell you exactly, go in there and draw yourself on the wall. You know, you have a big poster at home of Schwarzenegger?
Used to have.
So that's clear, right? So every day you come up to the poster, you know, and see if, you know, am I the same size? Am I Schwarzenegger yet? You don't have an example in spirituality. You don't know what to do. You really don't. It's a big problem. You have to keep testing yourself and keep checking yourself. How does the Creator look? Maybe like this, maybe like this. What's a bestow? Above reason? What? I don't know anything. At least give me something. Something to taste, to see, in some sense. No, nothing. It's not in our senses. That means that you're actually actualizing yourself, and nobody's pressuring you, right? Sometimes you have you're complaining about the teacher. No, the teacher, yeah. I'm here screaming at you. You come to me after the lesson. Everything's okay. You know, nothing. It's okay. We'll work out, right, Niv? Yeah, you see. I can't come personally into anybody and complain. Yeah.
So again, about examples, role models. It's all for me to be despaired, won't find any examples, and then what? Okay, it's clear there's no examples.
You're going to search. Where's that example? It's only in the environment. If you start looking like just knowing that the Creator's in there, His form is in there, in the connection between everybody. How do I see this connection? I don't. But if I, like in a video picture, if I want to see it, in a histogram, if I want to see it, I try until I do see it. There's an inner picture of mine, nobody bothers me, there's silence, there's nothing. Nobody's bothering me. Just me and something called group. And I enter, and in there I work until I find that picture. That form, that I mean by form, the quality of bestowal. Its limits, its quality, the way I feel it.
So what's the problem in seeing an example? Why is it hidden from me?
But how to show you? If I'm not equal to the pencil, I don't see the pencil. If I'm not equal to the glasses, I don't see the glasses. There has to be equivalence of form. Why don't they show you bestowal? It's right in front of you. The Creator is right in front of you. The light is filling everything. It's not giving you an example. You have to want that example. You have to change yourself to at least a bit to be like it. Put efforts in it. That's called prayer. And then He'll help you. That you'll see Him. To see will mean, it means to feel. We think that seeing is something. There's an inner seeing. It's much more understood, full. In all the senses, it's completely understood instantly to distances. It's times a thousand of what we see with our eyes here. In our vision, you can see outside, nothing inside. Well, advance a bit, huh?
Yerganat from Kazakhstan is asking, how will I properly understand the messages coming from the Creator? When and what to correct? The Creator is the quality of bestowal, though.
He's like Moshe. If you have a group, you have an examples from the group that you have to nullify next to the others. And Bala Sulam writes it, and just try to do it. That's the first step. First step. Say, do what Bala Sulam advises us to do. See it according to his text. What he tells you, disseminate study, to connect with the friends in an equal way, that once you're below them, once you're above them, and that's how you advance. But do it. Do it means keep your intention. Yes.
We spoke today about the correct intention and the exertion and connection and the environment that awakens. Next weekend, we have a connection, a unity convention in the north. In what type of support or intention should the World Kli be during the convention and in the preparation for it?
I think that they should be with us. There's also today, the whole Kli has a lot of their own get-togethers and actions they do. They give lectures, round tables, go out to all kinds of different workshops in other places, to the audience, from them and outward. We have to check that they don't bother each other. But that convention will be very, very intense, very powerful. It's really lectures, talking, workshops, meals. They're going to be really close to one another. Short breaks, but of course, between one thing to another. So, you know, some coffee, bathroom. We're probably going to have like a couple-hour break in the middle of the day to rest. I don't know exactly. That's whoever's in charge of it is doing it. I'd rather, you know, get something ready. I don't even know the program yet, the subjects. Somebody has to bring it to me. I don't want to choose it myself. The society has to know what it's interested in to deal with in that time. And I'll receive it with an open heart. On my whatever the everybody decides, what's it say? Teach the child according to his way. And according to your way, the group's way, I want to work. You just give me the schedule with all the fulfillment of it, and I accept it. If I see something that really is kind of off, so I'll say something. But that's it. I still didn't receive it. The outer groups, I mean the overseas group, I really recommend that they'll be together with us. And I understand if like Friday it's a work day, and for us it's already the convention, and Saturday we both have the convention, and Sunday we're already working, and they have a day off. There's a little problem here, but in the schedule, but we can at least part of the time be all together. And whatever isn't together with us, let's say whatever we do Friday, they can be there, so they can move all of that to Sunday. It doesn't matter. Later, it can be our second day first, and then our first day will be second for them. It doesn't matter. We also talked about an example. In what attitude should we be towards the World Kli? I don't feel today any difference between us and the World Kli. And I think our friends that travel all over the world, like when we were all in different places that there were congresses, we don't feel big differences. I don't think so. I think on the contrary. The people that are a bit far away, they have like a bigger lack, and it gives them a really strong power to advance. We have to be, whoever sits here has to be jealous of them, especially in Croatia. It's close, they can come. So, yeah, drag them over. They can come and... I heard that actually a lot of people from overseas are coming to this convention, to the convention in the north. Let's hope we can solve the space problem. Let's hope we can buy a new building soon, and then we'll really start preparing for a big, huge convention like we used to have. Yes, Asaf. I just wanted to ask, as continuation to the World Kli and the preparations to the conventions, let's all be there in Toronto. There's going to be really, it's going to be tomorrow for us. It's going to be Wednesday for Toronto. They're going to have a round table around the subject of economy and how mutual actions between us can save the situations. And we're expecting a really good audience that'll get our message of unity. And let's be with them. They're actually really preparing now. There's some more people in the center that are organizing. Let's think about them. They're strong. And messages. So, as every Wednesday, also today at 8:30, the open virtual lesson of the virtual group. You're welcome to be part of it. Ask questions live through the forum of Kabbalah Lam. The campus Kabbalah has an introductory lesson called Looking for Kabbalah. Today at 7:30 in the evening in Hadera, entrance is free. For details, 1-700-509-209. Uniting in the North, from the 20th to the 22nd of September, we will meet for a convention. We'll have lessons, workshops, meals, and a combined demand for the Creator. For details, on our website and on the phone, 1-700-509-209. We'll have a good day.
I'm on the path towards a goal I run. No time for rest. My journey's just begun. It's all uphill. No finish line in sight. I'm low on fuel, and I can't see the light. I stop and pray for the strength to go on. My mind says stop, but my heart is strong. Suddenly He is by my side, pushing me with His loving drive. He evokes this love I can't explain. And all I want is for Him to attain. Yashar Ken, it is the only way. Yashar Ken, let's turn this night into day. Yashar Ken, I'm not turning back. Yashar Ken, let's use this light to attack. We move on, the rain is coming down. The path is tough, but we hold each other up. It really slows us down. We're both so tired, He wants to turn around. We pray together for our strength to grow. Covenant we're starting to bestow. Suddenly they are by our side, pushing us with His loving drive. They evoke this love we can't explain. Now we want is for them to attain. Yashar Ken, it is the only way. Yashar Ken, let's turn this night into day. Yashar Ken, I'm not turning back. Yashar Ken, let's use this light to attack. La la la.